This is Matt Wells at UN News. People affected by Tropical Cyclone Idai in southern Africa urgently need clean water, safe sanitation facilities and shelter, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, said on Monday, warning that some areas of Mozambique still remain inaccessible because of the unprecedented flooding. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, IFRC Secretary-General Alhaj Assi described the huge scale of need he witnessed on a visit to the country last Friday.
When we have so many people that are affected by a flood at the scale of magnitude that we are experiencing right now in Mozambique, and the precarious situations of the transit centers as well as the shelter facilities, we are really sitting on a water, sanitation and hygiene ticking bomb. 3,000 people in a school of 15 classes and 6 toilets, you know, only.
Where is this, Beira?
In Beira. That is really a recipe for disaster. And then waterborne diseases, you know, can happen, like cholera, like typhus, like also in a malaria endemic country like Mozambique, then we can have, you know, more malaria cases. So intervening quick on water, sanitation and hygiene and clean water is critical.
Inland, did you get to go inland? Are people still clambering onto roofs to save themselves?
Yes, people are clambering on everything that is on higher ground. In places that are not really accessible right now, you know, because of the difficulty of getting there. This type of disaster do not only affect the local communities, but they affect also the responders. We don't want, you know, we can have all the means, but getting there because of high tide, getting there because of isolation is very difficult. Sometimes we have to do maybe what we not prefer to do in terms of relief, like dropping items, you know, from an helicopter. But in some instances, unfortunately, that was the only way that we could access people.
So you're asking for 30.5 million Swiss francs, about the same in dollars. What is that going to provide and for how long and for how many?
30.5 million Swiss francs is the appeal of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, you know, movement to respond to these disasters for shelter, because too many people have lost their houses and then they need to be in shelters in a dignified manner. Water, sanitation and hygiene is very critical. We are deploying what we call emergency response unit for sanitation that will be taking care of 20,000 people every day. We're also deploying 2 field hospitals, you know, that will be addressing the need of 20,000 people with all the needs that are customized to all the response customized to the needs in Mozambique. And we also have a very important component, which is protection and psychosocial support for children, women and girls who are particularly traumatized and disproportionately affected by this crisis.
Have you ever seen anything quite like this?
Yes, unfortunately, I've seen that. I've seen it in Haiyan, I've seen it in Haiti, but for Mozambique, that is quite unprecedented. It is one of the worst catastrophic situations that Mozambique has experienced in the last years.